Do you shop with Team Foodstuffs or Team Woolworths? A draft report released this morning by the Commerce Commission says those two companies have an effective duopoly over the grocery sector in New Zealand. That means groceries are costing people more and food producers are earning less than they should. It's also preventing other big players from entering the market. Anei te kaiwi poata, a Ben Strang.
Which supermarket you shop at likely makes little difference to your wallet. The Commerce Commission were tasked with finding out whether there's enough competition in the grocery sector late last year. Today, Chair Anna Rawlings had the answer.
So in competition terms, what we have found is that the retail grocery sector can best be described as a duopoly with a fringe of other competitors.
In fact, 90% of the market sits with one of two main supermarket chains, Foodstuffs, which runs Pack and Save and New World, or Woolworths, owner of Countdown. The smaller players barely get a look in. Anna Rawlings says this doesn't work for consumers.
If competition was more effective, retailers would face stronger pressure to compete with one another and to deliver to consumers the right prices, the right quality, the right range of goods to satisfy their diverse range of preferences.
And that could mean more bang for our buck. Consumers Head of Research Jessica Wilson says it confirms her concerns about pricing in the grocery sector and intervention is needed.
Requiring the major chains to operate with fair terms and conditions, essentially letting other retailers get access to the wholesale prices. A mandatory code of conduct we think could also have a lot of traction if that code of conduct also set fair conduct obligations on the major chains.
Wholesale supply and a lack of land for new sites were cited as a barrier to increasing competition. It suggests intervention is needed, such as increasing wholesale supply or making more land available through zoning changes. If that can't or doesn't work, another option is to create a new major grocery retailer. In Johnsonville, just north of Wellington, there are two Countdown supermarkets within 300 metres of one another. So what do shoppers think of a government-run Ministry of Supermarkets or a foreign company moving in?
I think competition would be great. The price of food's ridiculous and it just keeps getting going up and up.
Yeah, they're going to do it, yes, definitely, most definitely, but they've got to make sure that they stick to their word.
I think they could be part of the problem, but potentially I think government intervention would definitely help.
Well, they didn't do anything about the petrol prices, so quite frankly, I don't think they're going to do anything about the supermarkets.
If a new player were to come into the market, the Commerce Commission believes prices would come down. Here's Anna Rawlings again.
The major grocery retailers really only consider one another when they're making decisions about pricing and about their retail offerings and about the establishment of new stores.
And as the two major players are accused of price matching, they're also matching each other's words. Neither would be interviewed by RNZ, instead sending through remarkably similar written statements. Countdown's managing director, Spencer Sun, said it was a draft report, but on face value, some of the recommendations would have significant implications and will need time to work this through and understand the impact. While Antoinette Laird, the head of corporate affairs for Foodstuffs, said it was a draft report, but we note some of the options outlined would have wide-reaching implications and we need some time to work through what this impact might look like. The Commerce Commission's report is now open for public submissions and a final report is due by the end of November.